This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about three ways to stop fearing other people's opinions. This is something we can all get stuck in sometimes, especially when we're not feeling on top of our game. We can begin to wonder about what other people are thinking. But today I wanted to start with a quote. I still have a different quote for at the end of the show, but this one is from Elsa Joy Bailey, and she says, "Don't let other people's opinions burn holes in your dreams." And I just think that's a beautiful way for us to remember that we have something inside us that needs to come out, and it doesn't need to be approved of by other people. We think that, but other people are probably not thinking that about us. What we have inside us can die still inside us if we put our attention on the need for the favorable opinions from others. How many of our other fears that we have in our lives, whatever they are, we all have our own little concoction of them. How many of those stem from the fear of the opinions of others? How can the opinion of others affect us? One way is closing down. And that closing down of our own self can become a habit. Again, leaving everything inside us, never expressing our true selves. Sometimes the fear plays out only in our heads, right? In our thoughts. But sometimes it plays out in real life with the mind reading that we do and the what ifs, leaving us fearful of people and their opinions. Facing this fear of others' opinions as a real issue, as a fear, is important because then we can see that self-acceptance and valuing our own opinions can be a valid and meaningful way and a step out. I want you to be prepared, though, if you decide to start stepping out and having your own opinions, because some people may give you pushback. Because if you feared other people's opinions in your past, you may have become somewhat of a people pleaser during that whole process. And others may be used to you being a people pleaser. And it may not be something that works for you, but it may have worked for them. So you want to be aware that as you begin to heal and you begin to be more self-expressive, maybe you begin to actually go in the direction that you have always dreamed of. Maybe it's small ways, maybe it's big ways, but there will be people that may notice, and they may not all be happy about it. Not to worry, everyone can adjust. This is your life, and you don't need to live by fearing other people's opinions about you. Now let's get back to the three ways that you can stop fearing other people's opinions. I have the first one written down for you as the what if questions. These are all things that you have to let go of. The three ways that I have for you are three things that you need to let go of. Sometimes less is more. So one of the things we're going to let go of is the what if questions. They don't approve. Isn't that a what if? What if they don't approve? What if they don't like? What if they don't care? Can you hear your own mind coming up with these sometimes? The what if questions. And it's about another person and about their way of feeling or thinking or dealing with something, not about your thoughts. So what we can do is to let that kind of thinking go when it comes up. So how do we do that? Well, the biggest piece is becoming aware of these what if questions. Anytime you find yourself going, what if, it just rolls off the tongue, and boy, does it roll off the mind. What if this? What if they don't approve? What if they don't like this? What if they don't care? Just pause and let it be there and ask yourself, what if they do? We're going to just turn the coin around. What if they do? What if they don't? We are not in control of that. So we could ask either question. If you can come up with the what if negative, I want you to just pause and come up with the what if positive. There's no reason that the negative one is more important, because both of them are out of your control. They're not there. You are not in that mind, and you cannot control what anyone else thinks about anything. Nonetheless, what they think about you and what you are doing. And now the second one that I have for you that I want you to let go of is mind reading. We've gone over these in a different podcast before. I had quite a long list of these, but these three are very good for the worry about what other people are thinking. Mind reading, thinking that we know what others are thinking. It goes right in with the first one, too, with the what if. We think we know, what if they're thinking this? What if they're thinking that? Mind reading is, you're sure you know what they're thinking. I know he's thinking this. And we do this very unconsciously. So what does that mean? How's the way out of it? What is the way to let go of this? The way to let go of it is to be aware of it. When you find yourself thinking something that's giving you a little bit of that angst, and you're thinking that you are knowing what someone else is thinking, often we think that because of maybe a facial expression or the way that their body language is coming across to us. It may or may not be a problem. They may be thinking something that we are picking up on, but they may not be. The thing is that you don't know what other people are thinking, so let it go. Let go of the mind reading. If someone wants you to know something, it is their responsibility to tell you. None of us can read each other's minds. We can pick up cues, but they may or may not be related to what the person is thinking about our conversation. Someone could be not feeling well. Someone could be having a stressful day, and they are coming across rigid, and we're thinking it's about us. Again, coming back to their opinion about us. They're thinking this about us. Let the mind reading rest. Let it go. When you find yourself doing it, that awareness is so important, but you have to look for it. So like I was saying, when you feel that angst come up, you feel uncomfortable, you're having a conversation, you can ask for clarity. Don't assume that you know what the other person is talking about. Ask for clarity. This is a wonderful way for you to be able to have a better relationship with the person, to be able to express yourself more fully and be more vulnerable. And this is a way to connect with people. Mind reading keeps us in our own little hell because anxious people do not think the best when they are mind reading. They are thinking there's a problem and it's a really big, ugly, scary one. And it's not true. When we want to know, when we feel that angst come up and we are uncomfortable with some maybe mixed signals that we're getting, don't go to the mind reading. Speak up and ask for clarity. Then you will know what they are thinking because they will tell you. And the third one that I want you to let go of is critical self-talk. This totally sets us up for negativity. When we are critical with our own self, we will just assume that other people are thinking that same thing about us. We are setting it all up for negativity. So, got to turn it around again. Instead of talking to yourself miserably and negatively, talk to yourself with some self-compassion. You don't have to have everything be hunky-dory and everything is unicorns and rainbows. No, life isn't like that. But when we are struggling, when we have made mistakes, we can have self-compassion. And the more self-compassion we have, the more we will give space for the possibility that someone else could be compassionate with us. And we won't be so quick to jump and think that they are thinking something negative about us, that their opinions of us are low, and that they don't care about us. It's really important that we take these steps and get ourselves into a space where we have the self-compassion, where we are no longer mind-reading but asking for clarity if necessary. And where we can let go of the what-if questions, or if the what-if questions want to still come, give each negative what-if question about what someone else is thinking about you, turn it around and say, but what if she thinks I'm the greatest gal in the world and she wants me to be on the project with her? Instead of only seeing the negative. If you're going to entertain the negative, I want you to also entertain the positive. Because you don't know either way. So remember, this fear of the opinion of others is not real. It is a thought that is causing the pain, the unease, the worry, and the nervousness. Your mind is afraid of what another mind is thinking, their opinion. Just like you cannot cope with the thought of what if for a future event, those are thoughts, you cannot cope with the thoughts of another person. You can cope with their verbal opinion of you, their verbal demand of you, but you cannot deal with the thoughts that they are possibly having. Talk about going way out on a limb. Not only is it a thought that someone else is having, but it might or might not be possible. Yes, it causes thoughts in you. This kind of feeling can come up that causes thoughts in you. But again, it's not concrete. Something in front of you that you can deal with is something you can deal with. The person telling you something you can deal with. The thought is not concrete. It isn't there. It's so far out in the ethers and it can keep changing, which is why we get so upset about it, because there's so many possibilities and we're worried about all of them all at the same time. Have you ever tried to deal with or change another person's thoughts? You can't do it. It's not possible. But if they are talking to you, you can deal with that. So let other people think what they want, because you are not privy to that, nor will you ever be. All you can deal with is what they tell you. This part of you that is so invested in other people's opinions is a very vulnerable part of you. And you may be feeling insecure. And this part of you sees itself as being in danger or even under attack. This is a place to detach from the thought. It is not you. It is a thought. And I want you to see it and its fears just as thoughts. Thoughts that are not real. Thoughts that are not dangerous because they are not here. Using meditation and loving kindness in particular, you can begin to see the thoughts not as harmful or real, but you can begin to open your heart and begin to see that you have space inside you that is complete without wondering what other people are thinking. It's all okay because you have given yourself the meditation time and the loving kindness practice of being kind to yourself, self-compassionate, that you will be able to see thoughts, again, that are not harmful because they're not real. And you'll be able to take that big open heart of yours out into the world with less worry about what other people are thinking. I hope this show has been helpful for you. And I hope that you are giving yourself the time and the space required for you to do your very own healing. And now for today's quote. You probably wouldn't worry about what other people think of you if you could know how seldom they do. And that's from Olin Miller. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.